Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Okay, go ahead. Ask me. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. So it's time for Ask Her. We got three questions here. We're going to hop right into the first one. Why do I keep getting yeast infections? Well, you know, I'm a doctor. How many times have I heard this one? So I'm going to just throw out some really interesting points about why yeast infections can be common in some women. Number one, your DNA may be working against you. Yep. Two genetic mutations might make some women more susceptible to Candida albicans, and this is the fungus most responsible for vaginal yeast infections. Who knew? And so what it tends to do is it tends to affect your immune system, making it much more vulnerable to this kind of infection. So it might be you. Number two. Oh, this is a surprising one. Your boyfriend might be part of the problem. Yep, men can get yeast infections, something called balanitis. And as it turns out, uncircumcised men are more susceptible to this than anything else. 12 to 15% of men report getting an itchy rash on their penis after having sex with a woman with a yeast infection. Even after a woman's yeast infection clears up, her partner can reinfect her. Get the guy checked out. You know what I'm saying here? And so vaginal yeast infections aren't considered sexually transmitted diseases, but, you know, it's something you want to be able to know about. So have your guy checked out. You could be pregnant is another reason. Because of hormone changes, vaginal secretions of pregnant women contain more sugar, which can feed that fungal infection. And this is according to the American Pregnancy Association. Here's one. Your panty liners might be making it worse. If moisture makes yeast grow, then keeping panties dry should really help fight yeast infections, right? Yes, but not if you use panty liners. Women prone to yeast infection shouldn't use panty liners because they can trap moisture and prevent airflow. And that creates those moist conditions that the yeast loves, so watch out. Yeah, another reason, your immune system might not be up to par. What else is going on? Do you have another autoimmune disease like lupus, for instance? So it's really important to know that these go hand in hand. Steroids can also make it hard for the immune system to fight a yeast infection. So if you're on steroids, you might end up being much more vulnerable for a yeast infection. Now, check this one out. Your blood sugar could be high. There are over 70 million people out there who have pre-diabetes, elevated blood sugar, but they don't yet have diabetes. Those people are especially clueless because they don't have the diabetes that would immediately red alert them to the fact that they're much more vulnerable for yeast infections if they do have diabetes. So there you have it. All right. Now, what can you do to prevent this problem from having, you know, taking place in the first place? Well, it's really important, that you take note of the fact that one reason that yeast infections return is they love the warm, moist condition of the vagina. That means if you wear synthetic underwear, switch to cotton, pajama bottoms, go bare instead for better air circulation to the vaginal area. Go commando. Tight jeans or spandex, swap them out for more breathable materials. And also remember, wipe from front to back after using the toilet. Taking antibiotics only when absolutely necessary because they increase the risk for yeast infections. Avoid douching. No, don't do that. And abstain from sex until the infection is gone and have your partner checked out, for crying out loud. Okay? There you heard it from the master. What's the next question? Can certain foods cause you to break out? Heck yeah. All right. Been there, done that. What are those foods? Sweets and carbs, processed foods like chips, crackers, cookies, starches like white bread, white pasta and potatoes, sugary drinks like soda. This is actually your body's way of saying, would you please get off the refined processed foods already? And if not, I'm giving you zits. That's what's happening. You see, all of these foods spike your blood sugar, and your body responds by cranking out more insulin, which increases the production of skin oils and contributes to the clogging of follicles. It can wreak havoc all over your skin. So how about ditching the diet that's high in sugar and simple carbohydrates? And what happened to whole foods already, for crying out loud? It's good stuff. Now, greasy foods, greasy foods will definitely get you into all kinds of trouble. Oil particles in the air can coat your skin and clog your pores, and that's something that goes on when you're in a flipping those burgers and frying all that spud at a fast food joint. So remember, it's not just the stuff you eat, it's the stuff that's floating around too, wherever you tend to be working or wherever you tend to be hanging out. Dairy products cause a lot of people to break out. Some research suggests that dairy products, particularly milk, may actually contribute to acne flare-ups. We're not sure, but, you know, is there an exact link? Nah, that's not clear either. More research is needed, but all you got to do is just make sure to eliminate dairy for a little bit and see whether or not there's any change in your complexion. Just go dairy-free for a little bit. What happened to almond milk? That looks pretty good. And your growing body needs calcium to build strong bones. So if you cut down on milk and other dairy products, make sure you're getting calcium from other wonderful calcium-fortified foods, such as orange juice, and especially real orange juice, cereals, whole wheat bread, soy milk, almond milk, tofu. All right, almond, spinach, and broccoli also have calcium naturally. Now, what's a way to be able to cure all this? Well, last time I looked, it was whole foods. Does this sound like a broken record? Well, it is, so get used to it. Fruits and vegetables. You can't blame spinach or any vegetable or fruit for your pimples. So what's the message in that? To curb your flare-ups, you need to be a skin detective. Start eliminating all those nasty, refined foods right off the bat. Check out that dairy picture. And then please, would you hydrate with tons and tons of wonderful water, even fruit-infused water. And I know for a fact that you're going to be able to see much clearer skin. And when you do that, while you're doing that, would you kind of amp up your exercise too? Because then you'll look gorgeous. I'm just saying here. All right, here's the third question. Should I work out when I'm sick? Well, first of all, let's just use some common sense. If you've got a fever, stay in bed. Would you please take care of yourself? And remember, it's intensity. When you're really doing the high level intensity, that makes you much more immunologically vulnerable. So don't be doing high intensity. You could take a walk, walk the dog, even if you don't have one, and do moderate level of physical activity. So long as you don't have a fever and you're coughing like mad and all the rest of it. And speaking of which, avoid the gym if you've got all that stuff going on, because come on, you know, people are sharing all the same equipment in there and you got to be careful. So there's gym etiquette when exercising with even a little bit of a cold. Grab those wipes and clean up that equipment. So important. Or just don't show up in the first place, for crying out loud. Just stay outside, take a little moderate walk, and allow your body to heal. All right? Use common sense, girlfriends. Common sense, please. And then, of course, when you resume your physical activity, just do it gradually. Allow your body to adapt all over again. So there you have it. We've talked about what happens with vaginal infections, with candida albicans, oh my gosh, yeast infections. And we've also talked about how those foods will cause the acne to kick up, and at the same time, how to control physical activity when you got a cold. All right, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.